4. Kelsier sat on the lip of the now empty Well of Ascension. The light was gone, and with it his prison. He could leave. He didn't seem to be stretching away and fading. Apparently, being part of Preservation's power for a time had expanded Kelsier's soul, letting him linger. Though honestly, he wished he could vanish at this moment. Vin, glowing and radiant to his eyes, lay beside Elland Venture, clutching him and weeping as his soul pulsed, growing weaker. Kelsier stood up, turning his back toward the sight. For all his cleverness, he'd gone and broken the poor girl's heart. "I must be the smartest idiot around," Kelsier thought.
"It was going to happen," Preservation said. "I thought, maybe..."
From the corner of his eye, Kelsier saw Fuzz approach Vin, then look down at the fallen Venture.
"I can preserve him," Preservation whispered.
Kelsier spun. Preservation started waving at Vin, and she stumbled to her feet. She followed the god a few feet to something Elland had dropped, a fallen nugget of metal. Where had that come from?
The Venture boy was carrying it when he entered, Kelsier thought.
That was the last bit of metal from the other side of the room, the twin of the one the Drifter had stolen. Kelsier approached as Vin took the nugget of metal, so tiny, and approached Elland, then put it into his mouth. She washed it down with a vial of metal. Soul and metal became one. Elland's light strengthened, glowing vibrantly. Kelsier closed his eyes, feeling a thrumming sense of peace.
"That was good work, Fuzz," Kelsier said, opening his eyes and smiling at Preservation as the god stepped over to him.
Vin's posture manifested incredible joy.
"I'm almost ready to think you're a benevolent god."
"Stabbing him was dangerous, painful," Preservation said. "I cannot condone such recklessness, but perhaps it was right, regardless of how I feel."
"Ruins free," Kelsier said, looking upward. "That thing has escaped."
"Yes. Fortunately, before I died, I put a plan into motion. I can't remember it, but I'm certain that it was brilliant."
"You know, I've said something similar myself on occasion, after a night of drinking."
Kelsier rubbed his chin.
"I'm free, too."
"Yes."
"This is where you joke that you aren't certain which was more dangerous to release, me or the other one."
"No," Fuzz said. "I know which is more dangerous."
"Failing marks for effort there, I'm afraid."
"But perhaps," Preservation said, "perhaps I cannot say which is more annoying."
He smiled. With his face half melted off and his neck starting to go, it was unnerving, like a happy bark from a crippled puppy. Kelsier slapped him on the shoulder.
"We'll make a solid crew member out of you yet, Fuzz. For now, I want to get the hell out of this room."